Tom Moon has joined us once again on the World Cafe. He's the music critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer. You hear his opinions on NPR and read him in Rolling Stone as well. And we're really happy that he joins us every so often and brings some CDs that he's been listening to and thinking about. And it's sort of a concept today, which is duets. Yeah. And it's one fabulous duet album, but I guess I started you thinking about it.
Yeah, and we're at a point with pop music where there are artists who've made a bunch of records and maybe haven't popped the way they should have commercially or haven't really connected. And so we're seeing interesting collaborations. The one, the Philadelphia DJ named King Britt, who's got a great grasp of sort of postmodern electronica, to use the most umbrella term, got into this thing where he went back and listened to the very early solo recordings of Sister Gertrude Morgan, who was a New Orleans preacher and music figure and sort of crazy iconoclast and amazing tambourine player. And what he did was he took and sampled bits of her original recordings, which were often solo, and sort of recontextualized them into this sort of Moby Play kind of environment, which it's worth hearing just to hear what he does with the tambourine. He takes this very earthy tambourine from ages and ages, decades ago, and makes it really alive.
Is there a particular piece where you can really hear her play and what he does with it?
That one called Devil's Music is pretty great.
This is Devil's Music from a new collaboration years apart between Sister Gertrude Morgan and King Britt. Devil's Music from a new album, King Britt presents Sister Gertrude Morgan. Sister Gertrude Morgan's recordings originally done for the Preservation Hall label in New Orleans, and Britt found them and turned them into this amazing, amazing thing. Now, this speaks a bit to the idea of collaborating, because there wasn't any communication between Sister Gertrude Morgan and King Britt, and yet he's been very sensitive to what she's done.
Yeah, you really feel that this is her text, and he's just sort of embellishing around the edges of it. In some cases, completely resetting it and completely sort of messing with the idea of what she was going after, but yet messing with it in a way that still honors it and gives it has its original flavor, has its 2005 flavor.
Now, is this any different than a remix album that somebody might do?
That's a good question. I think it if it's different from a remix album, it's a very slight difference, because essentially what he's doing is just grabbing little bits of what has already been recorded and reworking them and looping them around and changing in some ways the order in which they happen. But to his credit, he starts with and uses as the anchor her rhythm, so that it's not like him imposing, you know, say a house beat on top of what she did, may or may not have done. It's her core rhythm. It stays where she put it, and he works around that.
We're talking with Tom Moon about duets and collaborations, and a duet album in a more strict sense is one that's recently been released by Ali Farkatore and Tumani Diabati together. First off, Tom, who are these players?
Ali Farkatore has been called the African John Lee Hooker. He's a blues guitarist, or he's a guitarist, understands the blues, has recorded tremendous blues records. About 10 years ago, he had a duet record with Ry Cooter called Talking Timbuktu that was just spine-tingling. Tumani Diabati is the son of a famous kora master. The kora is the 21-stringed African sort of guitar-like instrument. It sounds, it's more delicate than a guitar. It's plucked. And he didn't learn from his father. His father was on the road a lot when he was growing up. So he learned a sort of hybrid way of playing the kora, and developed into another one of these people who his whole career has been duets, really. And he makes the sound he makes on this instrument, it's like everything's alive, it's all dancing. He like sort of hovers over the kora, and you watch his fingers when he plays, and he's like he's like spider webs shooting in all directions, and he gets these beautiful clear sounds and puts phrases inside of phrases, and he's one of these instrumentalists where you just go, where did this come from? How did this happen?
Piece from guitarist Ali Farkatore and kora player Tumani Diabati from an album they have out called In the Heart of the Moon, which is on Nunchuck Records. And we're talking with Tom Moon about the nature of duets. I'm familiar with this record, and I absolutely love it. And one of the things I love about it is the what you don't get on the other album you were mentioning is the communication between these two.
Yeah.
This was cut live?
Yeah, it was cut live. It was cut very quickly, too. It was right after Ali Farkatore was elected mayor of his town, and they only had a few days. So as a result, they worked very quickly. And what you hear, almost all of the pieces start with a very simple phrase, some sort of often played on guitar, two-bar or four-bar recurring pattern, and then everything spins off of that, and they come back to the pattern as happens in a lot of African music. It's restated, it's often glanced off of, and goes into different directions. And to hear the way they converse and the way they easily switch between an accompaniment role, which is Tumani Diabati's main default thing. He, as great a soloist as he is, he really likes to just sort of cook a groove and just stay where it is and let the music sort of lock. And then Ali Farkatore, who as a student of the blues is very much like that too, and so they go back and forth. It's almost like you have to really listen carefully to hear where one quote-unquote solo starts and the next one stops and the next one starts.
Let's listen to a bit more. This is a piece called Kyra. Another piece from the duet album between Ali Farkatore and Tumani Diabati called In the Heart of the Moon, recorded in the heart of a full moon in Bamako in Mali, and I understand it in a hotel room, so it's just kind of an amazing collaboration. And we're talking with Tom Moon about the nature of duets and collaborations, and you mentioned that Tumani Diabati, that's a form he often likes to work in.
Yeah, he's one of these people who, as beautiful as he is, he has recorded solo records, but he seems to shine more when he's got someone that he's working off of. There's a record called New Ancient Strings, which is a two-kora duet record, And it's just a stunning thing to hear two of these beautiful, very rich 21-stringed instruments sort of going at it. A couple years after that, I think it was in 1999 or 2000, he collaborated with the Spanish flamenco band Que Tama and British bass player Danny Thompson for a record called Song High that may be one of the best world music sort of one from every continent collaborations that we've had. It feels like flamenco sometimes. It has that real pulse and the crisp guitar, and then sometimes it feels like a wandering sort of African reverie. And Danny Thompson plays amazing bass solos in it. It's a tremendous record.
Well, let's finish up our look at duets with that older record, the one that features Tumani Diabati and Que Tama, the album called
Song High.
Río caudaloso de agua cristalina y huracán de mi amor y en la estrella que me brilla y huracán de mi amor en la estrella que me brilla. Puedo detener ahí las olas del mar bravío y no la puedo detener y con esto arranque mío y contenerlo no lo sé desde que te conocí. Río caudaloso de agua cristalina y huracán de mi amor y en la estrella que me brilla y huracán de mi amor en la estrella que me brilla. Que otro te quiera, pero quererte yo no quisiera que te muriera y luego morirme yo. Yo no sé lo que quisiera. Río caudaloso de agua cristalina y huracán de mi amor. Y es la estrella que me brilla, y huracán de mi amor, y es la estrella que me brilla.
Some more of the beautiful Cora playing of Tumani Diabati from the Song High disc, and our thanks to Tom Moon for talking duets with us today.